Adelaide's good times and greatest hits means Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz as you head home 4 to 6 every weekday and also anytime on the Listener app.
Towards centre wing, Aaliyah up high, takes the mark.
Please welcome Port Adelaide's Aaliyah Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's I thought we were doing Biggie Biggie.
Gee, where's he?
Where's Biggie?
Yeah. Get around your family. Oh, yeah. That's good, mate.
There's a lot of head nodding.
A lot of head nodding. Welcome, mate. Welcome to the show. You. Good to see you again.
Good to see you boys again.
Well done. Now, we spoke about it early in the show that Port Adelaide, very brave in that fourth quarter, and you nearly got the job done, but you can't let a side like Freo loose in that third quarter. Is that what you worked out in your review as a team?
Yeah. We started the game off well, and I think it was probably just a game of momentum where, the second quarter was up and down, and that third quarter we just sort of let him on a run. And, you can't give a good side like that a run and, you know, made us work in the last quarter to try and get back and just, you know, couldn't get it.
How flattening was that loss?
Oh, very, very. It's a hard one to take, especially when you're so close to it. But as I just said, when you give a side a 25-30 point lead, it's always going to be tough to come back.
Your coach said it was like an elimination final going into that game. What did he say after the game in the rooms? He would have been proud of the effort in that last quarter, surely.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was definitely proud of the fight back that we had. But sometimes when you don't get the win, it just it's a little bit disappointing and doesn't mean too much. But yeah, he was very proud of the way the boys fought out, and Big Mick inside was very, very good.
Big
for
Chuck
us.
Dixon.
Well, we'll talk about him in a second. Okay, I just want to ask you about Rory Lobb. Gave you a bit of a touch up early.
Hey.
Well, no,
we got to call
it as it is.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a handful.
Mate, it was disappointing on my behalf. I thought I got myself in some right position to mark, and it was disappointing, and he had a few lead ups, and he was able to take his chance. So it was a disappointing game for myself. I definitely needed to play better. And I think probably could have helped the team.
But that's more about I was sort of trying to go where he, as you said, like you got the leads in, and he looks like someone that tall.
Yeah.
Like when they get a bit of a jump on you, it's almost impossible to defend.
No, you can't give that. So you either have to be closer or probably start in front. When you give him 2 or 3 meters, even with the full stretch, you can't really spoil it. The best, it doesn't really matter how close you are. So,
yeah, because you can't chop the arms anymore.
No, you can't do that. So I think there was one that I did, and the umpire got called the free kick. So,
yeah.
It was a disappointing game. I've reviewed it with Chad, and I'm ready to move on to the next this week coming. So,
if it's one bloke that you'd back your house, everything, is Robbie Gray for a set shot for goal, you just go, yep. But it's a rare miss by Robbie Gray, and that did hurt, didn't it? Because those set shots are so important, and you missed a few.
Yeah, 100%. It is important. I mean, Robbie Gray had one there and Toddy, but I know. It's just
Robbie Gray never misses.
I know. It just proves that he's human.
That's
Yeah, he's a superstar. Yeah,
you know what I mean? He'll work on his set shot as usual, and try to do better the following week.
And Jars mentioned Charlie Dixon. He almost, he got you guys going, didn't he? He went into the ruck, and he was like another.
He put them on their shoulders,
once he went
mate.
Up for the tap, and then he was like another rover.
Come with
and
me,
then
boys.
Couple of goals. Unbelievable.
He was superb.
That's the thing. When you got a big guy playing like that, and all the midfielders around just sort of jump on and, just jump on his shoulder and go. And he was winning clearances, kicking goals. And, he was big on that run for us in the last quarter.
Do you get over a loss quickly or do you stew on it until the next week? Or you're someone that can just let it go?
Me personally? You review it and then you move on because obviously the longer you've been in the system, you kind of know, you know how the game played in your head.
Yeah.
So the next night you're probably, thinking, I did this wrong. And then I tend to move on pretty quick. I mean, there's some other players that sort of
stew on it.
Yeah, they wait till training or till the team review is done or until the, But, I like to reflect on it and then, go have my one-on-one review with the coach and then just move on.
Do you have a hot bath and get your guitar out and get your
You're the only one who really has a bath.
Music on, what?
Probably has an ice bath straight after the game.
Do you have an ice bath?
Yeah, every now and then.
Oh, you wouldn't like those, would you?
Not this time of the year. It's a little bit too cold this time of the year. Probably just walk outside and you're probably recovered.
Hey, looking ahead, this Saturday night, you're at home. Yeah. The Giants coming off a win as well. It's going to be a huge game.
Yeah, it's a big game for us. And, we know the way they're playing. they're obviously a very offensive team, but you know, that's dangerous for us. But you know, I reckon, you know, the way we went last week and the way we were able to finish off, you know, we got training on Thursday and we'll go through our analysts and things like that. But yeah, we definitely need to win this week. So,
Lee, I want to do 60 seconds on the rush hour bench. It's quick fire questions for quick fire answers. We want to get to know him a bit more. Right? You know, okay. We love talking football with him, but I just want to get deep into his world.
Right.
All right. So okay. I'm just going to do 60 seconds. We've got a clock.
Yep. Sure.
Quick fire questions, quick fire answers. All right. Yep. Don't hesitate. All right. Here we go. Full name.
Alia Miyamale.
Nickname?
Shanders Big Ol.
Shanders.
Shanders Big Ol.
Birthplace?
What'd you say?
Birthplace.
Kakuma Refugee Camp.
Can you do an impression of Ken Hinckley?
Oh, nah, probably not. I can't.
Robbie Gray.
Goat.
Yeah, I like
Favourite band?
Favourite band? Oh, I don't really have a band, to be honest.
Okay. Artist.
Favorite artist.
Biggie.
Should AFL get rid of the stand the mark rule?
Yes. I agree.
Do you sleep nude?
Sometimes.
That's the boy. Best features on your body.
Probably, yeah, the eyes or your hands.
Your eyes. Piercing, beautiful eyes. Which Crows player annoys you the most?
I'll probably go new recruit Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
He won't like that.
They'll get that. What's your yoga name?
My yoga name?
Yeah.
I don't have any yoga name.
What's mine's quick... Happy Butterfly.
Oh, shut up. Get on with it. Any others?
That's it. Well played. It.
Good on you, Lilia. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Good luck next week. Good support. And, appreciate it. Yes, well done, all mate. The best.